that. Vicki Gumbelson is basically back on RHOC after being fired, and they never wanted to bring Vicki back, and they have brought Vicki back. And I think Vicki has done something, I'll talk more about it, that I think Jill Zarin, I get Jill about equal pay, but Jill's just never been able to masterfully, Vicki played it so well, and so did Kristen.
Vicki is doing confessionals. Now, I don't think she's going to be full-time, but, you know,
Doesn't matter.
Were you going to be doing confessionals before this re-edit? So they're re-editing it. They must have enough Vicki on screen. And, you know, someone made this comment to me, and it's really true. Like, what's happening is RHOC, without dividing it into two shows and firing everyone, it's turning into Legacy. It's turning into RHOC Legacy before our very eyes.
Interesting.
And yeah, we have Taylor, but she's an OG of B8, so that even counts. Throw that in there. I mean, Tamrat is speaking out now that we're getting close.
Tamrat doing amazing. Tamrat, another one fired from the brink of, like, no one cared about her. You know, non-existent to top-rated podcast, back on full-time, RHOC. I mean, Tamrat, actually, that's a great name for Tamrat because she is a rat. I mean, she holds on. Like, she can survive anything.
And I didn't come up with it, but I'm going to use it. These lovely listeners came up with it.
Tamrat.
She is back. Listen, she's come out saying, you know, I came back with a vengeance, my secret ally, who would have ever expected. I became close with Emily Simpson. And again, I am cautiously optimistic about the OC.
Yeah, me
look,
too.
We have Taylor. I mean, that's going to be interesting. Tamrat's interesting. My queen, Heather Dubrow, wonderful human being in real life. Vicki, I mean, I guess I should be excited about that.
I like Vicki. Vicki never, you know, because Vicki is, her personal life is constantly a disaster.
I like her. She just came on the podcast, opened a big fucking yama here. You know, she talked about, you know, Lisa Rinna being rude to her at Andy's baby show. I said, who was rude to you? Lisa Rinna. Well, guess what? I was on Wendy Williams because of that. And the viral press for 2 weeks, Vicki Gumbelson couldn't handle. Girl, you're a fucking OG. You know, if you're opening your trap and you talk about Lisa fucking Rinna being rude to you at the Andy's baby shower, we're going to make Wendy Williams. And you don't like it? Too fucking bad. So Vicki, I don't have anything against her. I don't have anything. Yeah, what you doing?
How you doing?
I don't have anything against her, but she's not thrilled to come back on my podcast.
Well, Vicki, come back. Vicki, it's all love here, you know?
And by the way, once you don't come back, I don't have a use for you. I don't know why that's so rude. I don't have a use for you. You're not my friend. This is like, you're not in my head. Like, I don't need you to be my fucking friend. I care about the listeners, not you. So if you're not going to come on this podcast, then I don't give a fuck. Then I will say whatever I want.
David, that's not good. You're making him feel a little too disposable. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I think you got to care a little, David, you know?
I mean, I care about, do I? They fuck you over, Sarah. They fuck you over. I care about the people that come back, like Heather Dubrow, Meredith Marks. I can keep Gertie.
Side
from
note.
OC. Alexia, yes.
We have to do. I say I want our listeners to vote. I think once a month we should do a pop culture podcast that has nothing to do with Housewives. You know, Wendy Williams is saying that she is going to have a podcast. Do you think it's really going to happen? Because you know, that would be in our space if she really comes back with one. I mean, that would be enormous. She will be number one, which I don't want anyone else to launch any more podcasts because we're doing so well. I don't want anyone else to launch one. But it's now been going on, I think, a year. They've said, do you think she is launching a podcast?
It's Wendy's situation makes me sad because I agree with you. She's so good at this.
She's the queen. Yeah,
She could do just what she does on the show. Start, give 5 minutes or whatever, hot topics, and then have a guest and people would go on her, big names. I mean, she didn't exactly have huge names on her show, but she could get real guests and she would be great. Yes. But
well, she could, by the way, you know, she, she couldn't get big names. She ended up getting bigger names towards the end, but you know, she was really, it started with the Whitney Houston comment, I'm sure years ago, you know, basically she and Whitney got into it because she, I think she was one of the first people to accuse Whitney Houston on the radio of using crack cocaine, which turned out to be true. But at the time, you never said that. And, you know, she's also the one that confronted Portia de Rossi on the red carpet and basically said, I know you're gay. And then Portia de Rossi, like, hightailed it. So anyhow, she couldn't get big names because she didn't play by the rules of
Trailblazer.
And then towards the end of her career, she, because I think she'd established herself so well and she had such a strong audience, she was getting bigger names because they wanted to go on and promote whatever they were had. But she never really had huge names because she would tell what everyone knew in Hollywood was really going on.
That's what the genius Howard Stern does. And he gets the biggest names ever. Courtney Cox does his show. Jennifer Aniston. I mean, everybody does the Stern show.
But he did an enormous 180 about a decade ago. Like right when the timing was right. Right when, you know, everybody kind of the height of like Perez Hilton and everybody got tired of that sort of celebrity teardown. He did a complete 180, leaned on his therapy. I love Howard, but, you know, he got into therapy. He'd been going to therapy for a while. But he really did this reincarnation of Howard Stern, of a kinder, softer, you know, Howard. And
he's the best at the business. He's literally the best.
The greatest.
He is
of
literally
all time,
the greatest that has ever existed in the history of anything.
The GOAT.
Is Mr. Howard Stern.
He and Oprah.
The GOAT. As Erica says, the fucking GOAT about Lisa Rinna. Speaking of which, so then we have to talk about for Beverly Hills for a minute.
Oh,
but
let's go.
Dodie played it well. She is back. Look, her name is not in the credits. She's not a cast member this season. I don't think Kristen just mics up, you know, for a dollar. So I think there was money in her bank account now from this. And Dodie's played it well. And next season, girl, next season when those credits start, we might see, we're not sure, we might see Dodie. I mean, imagine that first scene. She's going to walk in and just be like, I mean, forget this breakup between Tom and Ariana. I want to see a scene. I want it to be filmed at Sir. And I want Tom to be sitting there and Lisa to be like, listen, darling, we have, you know, there's someone that wants to speak to you. I need you just to like sit here and we're just going to hash this out. Okay. And Tom thinks he's having a meeting with Lisa and Lisa's like, I'll be right back, darling. And then you look at like the feet, the same way Heather Dubrow entered when she returned to her big mansion last season and said, I'm back. You have to just follow the feet. And she walks in and she's like, walking and they pan up and you see Dodie and then there's a server there and she's like, I'll have a Pinot Grigio. And then she sits down and then Tom says, oh, Jesus Christ, Kristen. And she's like, shut up. We're going to talk. That's what I want to see.
And you probably will. I think you will.
And someone, I mean, yes, they're going to have Kristen consoling Ariana, blah, 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 blah. Great. I want to see that scene I just described. And then as Kristen's leaving, James Kennedy walks in and she's like, get out of my way. And James is like, Kristen? And then
I love it.
Drop the mic. Okay, well, Beverly Hills, there's a lot of the girls are still in Vegas filming and people are saying a lot of things. A, where the fuck are the newbies?
They're not allowed to be in the photo. They're there.
Fine. B, Erica, come out wherever you are. Just don't follow in Kyle's footsteps. Just admit that you're on the Ozempic or the Mounjaro like David is.
I know. She's so on Ozempic.
Girl, it ain't bad. Guess now, let me just tell you, now that I'm in like month whatever, I'm like 95% good. Side effects only 5% of the time. I ain't sick anymore. Okay, let's move on. It's not about me. So they're saying that. And three, they're saying, Houston, is this thing on? We got a problem. What? People are saying it looks really fucking boring. It looks really boring, everyone's saying. They're in Vegas. They had Crystal's birthday party. Where's the drama? And four, Nicolette Sheridan has thrown herself into the mix. Guys, she's not. I know we're going to. She's not.
Why is she not a contender?
She's just. I'm sorry. I think for where the show is, they consider her too old. I'm sorry. That is what I think in my mind. I don't think that. I will say it again. I like housewives to be in their 50s and to be in their 60s. I don't like them in their 30s. I don't think that is the, but look, we have Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda on New Jersey, and they're doing great. I just think they want to hire someone that they can be with for 10 years the same way. Like Danielle Cabral to me is like, we're watching Teresa 2.0 be born right before our eyes. That like, I mean, Danielle's mother is like the same age as like Teresa basically. And like, they have like 10, 15 years now with this girl. She's really a superstar. So I just think I love Nicolette Sheridan. I love everything about it. I love, you know, Desperate Housewives. I love Knots Landing. I think she's great. I mean, I just think she's too old for what they are looking. It's sad. I'm not proud of this statement, but I don't work for Bravo, so I'm not in charge of casting. I just think it's not what they're looking for. But I love her.
I would agree with you. But then you look at, I don't know, you look at Vicky Gumbelson back, you look at.
But that's different. That's like, she's back.
I don't know. I almost feel like age doesn't matter if they can really bring the interesting drama. But,
can she? I mean, Rinna's gone.
Know. Yeah.
Like, why her as opposed to, you know?
I do think how, and, you know, Garcelle's been doing all kinds of publicity and basically saying, good luck, good riddance. You know, Rinna did a great job for a while, but we're moving on, thank God. I agree. What? Tell me what drama. Because, you know, I think from what I'm reading, the women are going to be against Erica. They want Erica gone. Maybe that could be good. Maybe. I don't know.
And what does that mean? Dorit's against her. Kyle's against her. Is this real?
Yeah,
is Kyle gonna speak up and grow balls? Does Dorit have balls? I mean, I think, you know,
they could maybe.
To me, if it's everyone against Erica and you make Erica the villain, I mean, is that really? Didn't we see that already? Like,
Who else is going to be the villain? I mean, the only thing I can think of is, you know, is Crystal. We'd said this a while ago. Are Crystal's so-called friends, these 17 friends that apparently like stopped being friends with her, and then of course that was like not true, an exaggerated number. You know, are some of those friends on the show kind of like what we saw with Mia Thornton on RHOP and her friend Jacqueline? I mean, are we getting a friend? And like you've always said, there's so much more to Crystal. Are we going to get a lot more about Crystal that we are just going to be, you know, jaws? I don't know.
To me, the two villains that could, they would have a great season, and they both need a great season, are Dorit and Crystal. Dorit and Crystal both need to step it up right now. Honestly, like that's what I think. I think if one of them just said, like, it's my season, like, let me do something and just, I think they both have it in them. That's the thing. I think they both have it in them. It's like, I mean, Garcelle, we've seen be a victim. Garcelle ain't afraid, and we've seen Sutton be a victim. I mean, be like the like villain. Like Sutton can easily speak up. We've seen it. We've seen Garcelle speak up. It's just to me, Kyle's not going to do it, nor does she need to. She's protected. I think Dorit and Crystal, all eyes are on them. I think they are the two weak links in this core cast. Without even starting filming, I can tell you the two names that make the most sense to be on the chopping block next season would be Crystal and Dorit. So it's like one of you just finds it in you to step up and you'll have a great season. And I don't know, does Rinna being fired scare people? Does scare them? I bet you Dorit is shaking in her boots. Like, I don't want to stick my neck out. I don't want to get fired.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I don't know. I mean, I do think there are newbies, like I've said all along. They're not in the photos. I mean, if it turns out I'm wrong and there are no newbies, I don't know. I mean, they'd have to bring it in such a spectacular way.
And five, there's no way they're going to do it with five. I mean, that's the kiss of death, right? That's all we have. It's Garcelle, Sutton, Erica, Dorit, Kyle. And, okay, we have six. But, and by the way, I mean, I know she doesn't come till later usually. Where the fuck is Kathy Hilton? I mean, she's all over the Versace opening with Paris, and Paris's book is coming out.
Isn't it amazing how much Kathy loves fame? I love how much Kathy Hilton, who doesn't need it, loves fame. Every red carpet she can get on. She's, I love Kathy. I mean, that's the other thing, right? I think Kathy is filming with them and is probably on a lot of these trips and stuff, but I think you're not seeing Kathy, you know. The thing is like, why are they going to allow Dorit or Crystal to announce anything on their fucking Instagrams? They're not. That's why you're seeing the generic, the boring six. Not that they're boring. I love all those women. But, you know, you're seeing, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You think LVP and Garcelle are good friends. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a scene filmed with LVP. LVP is really back in the Bravo, you know, universe. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of surprises.
To your point, I mean, did we really have anything leaked last year before Aspen, which came towards the end? Like, in the beginning, did we have anything leaked? No, I think we might have thought the same thing, right? At this point last year, that it was going to be boring again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen. And then
listen, I just watched Potomac. And I mean, and now we have all these other things coming up, like, I'm really hoping Beverly Hills keeps their stamina going. I hope they keep their stamina going. You know, I still think Beverly Hills and Jersey were the great two of these past rounds. I think Jersey is having not as good a season as normal, but it's such a necessary transition season that, like, Danielle and Rachel are the future of the show, and Melissa will be gone after this season. And, like, this is the transition New Jersey season that we need. Like, it's Jersey will look nothing like this. Again, everyone says, why don't you talk Jersey? I talk it ad nauseum on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, and I don't mind doing it here. I'm not purposely trying to not get to it. We just, you and I get so sidetracked.
I know we do. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, we didn't even get to, we have to wrap up, but we didn't even get to Jen Shaw's statements. But don't worry, there'll be many more. We can do a whole show on that. But I don't know that people care. You know, the visceral disdain for her over these, you know, stupid, foolish, I can't believe I'm in jail. I know I'm here, but I can't believe it. Again, she writes 18 pages and there's two sentences about the victims, bullshit. Every week she should highlight one of the victims and say, hey, Penny Puckett, who we've talked about ad nauseum, I plan to get you the $20,000 that I owe you back by doing X, Y, or Z. Guys, here's Penny's Etsy, thing. And of course, people are going to be like, fuck you, you pay her back. We're not paying her. But I mean, at least it's like highlighting these individuals that were completely scammed. She's such a narcissistic piece of shit. And I'll rant about that next time.
And don't get me wrong. Like, if you're in jail for, even Teresa, I would have understood it. If you're in jail for like a year or 9 months, I understand having someone run your social media, because the world will basically be the same when you get out and you want to keep your followers. It's like, girl, it's 6.5 years. So why are you having someone run your social media and putting these things out? You can't read. I mean, you don't have your phone in your cell under your blanket. So you can't read what people are saying. So it's like, why do you care? Why do you care about reaching out to your followers? Like, that is narcissistic, because you're not getting a response. So in your head, you're doing this for some sort of like, and by the way, like, what is, she said her best friend's name was K-Chain or K-Cup or K-Pack. Her best, but right, like, she's like, I went and, today was breakfast. I had a piece of toast, an apple. I saved the instant oatmeal for later, and I had two crackers with cheese. Girl, what did you think
I know. It's like, it's so stupid. It's the dumbest shit. And of course, she's turned her comments off on her Instagram, so nobody can comment. So of course, Bravo groups are recommenting, reposting, and then everybody is weighing in. She's such a piece of shit. And again, I used to think that Chrisleys were more pieces of shit. Now I think she is. I know.
I've always said she's literally the worst.
The worst
piece of shit.
The worst piece of shit.
And by the way, right. And then also that whole thing where she's like, detailing like her goodbyes to her children.
What'd you think? I don't know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. It's like, you didn't think about, that's the narcissism with her. It's like, you didn't think about your children who need you. You dumb fuck. I say this every time, because some people give me crap. Like, why are you so angry? Like, you shouldn't be so angry towards these people. I'm like, this wasn't a person who robbed a Target at gunpoint because they needed the money because their child had cancer. This is a person for nearly a decade who crafted this scam on people like Penny Puckett, a mid-American person who had to sell her home, has no money left, is 70 years old in retirement because Penny believed that the last $40,000 she had, she could make her Etsy business bigger and a go. I mean, this is not a person this person for Jen Shaw for seven, eight years, the FBI was watching her when she signed her narcissistic ass up to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This person was at this for a very long time. She's such a piece of shit. And I'm glad see people come around. And again, she uses the Quran as a crutch, and she uses social issues like Black Lives Matter. It's disgusting as, I'm a champion. You are not. That is such a distraction. If you were a champion, again, you'd be highlighting every single victim every single day. To this day, ask Penny Puckett. You guys can find her on Facebook. She has never heard from Jen Shaw, Stewart, anybody else that scammed her. She's never heard from Jen's attorneys, like a letter from them. The only people that she's ever been in contact with is like Better Business Bureau, who like I think got her $13,000 back. You can go and listen to our interview. That's it. Never heard from Coach. Never heard from anybody,
And it's totally performative allyship. If you're like this and that, like, girl, people that really want to help, BLM and I came from Hawaii and all this, they do it very, very quietly. Girl, they don't do it in fucking, look at me. I'm stand for the cause. Give me a fucking break. And by the way, I think she can't profit from it because that's just what happened to Ghislaine Maxwell. And she was thrown in that solitary confinement because she gave an interview and they found out she got money for it. They threw her in solitary for like 4 days.
Good. These people, I know. These people are fucking criminals. And then they're shocked that, you know, it's the same. And I feel for the Chrisley kids,
Yeah.
But, you know, Savannah came out too. Oh, my God, my mom is being mistreated in prison. It's cold. It's freezing at night. It's so hot during the day. They have no temperature control. It's like, guys, it's what prison. The fuck do you, I mean, you know, they act completely shocked that they're being treated with less stellar than, you know, conditions. It's like, and again, I feel for Savannah. Savannah's trying to hold it down for that whole family, but the parents are so dumb. And then they're like shocked that they aren't, you know, this isn't camp luxury.
Like, you like need to go right as it is. I look at all these places and I'm like, half of them look like fine to me. I actually think the conditions are too nice. Everyone's in a camp.
You commit
a white collar crime. I don't understand. Like I've always said this, all of them, that Martha Stewart, what's his name? The one, the worst one that took everyone from New York, Madoff. I mean, I don't understand. You steal like millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, which I never believe. Yeah. Show it all. I believe you steal millions of dollars and then you hide plenty of it. And then you get caught and then you go to a camp and then you get out. And guess what? When no one's looking, you access your $9 million and your life goes up. No one's life seems so skid row. I mean, yes, Madoff committed suicide and
both his sons died. I mean, you know, Ruth is by herself completely. Right. Yeah. One son committed suicide. Yeah. I mean,
But you know what I mean? Died, like then, like when you,
Bernie died of, didn't he have like cancer?
Oh, he did. He committed suicide. I don't even know.
So. The but son like, committed you look suicide. At like,
oh, I thought Bernie did too. You look at like Martha Stewart, who I worked for her, you know, like they get out and listen, I love Martha. I have a thing where I love Martha, you know, but like they get out and it's like, your life is just fine. So I mean,
kidney failure, like, really, kidney failure.
Oh, you're right. But again, I still feel 6.5 years. I know it's a long time and everything. You still, Jen Shah's getting out in her 50s. Now I know Peter on our podcast said that he doesn't want to be 50 years old and working at Sir with a cane. First of all, I don't know how old Peter is. It doesn't look so far off from 50. Let me just say that. Second of all, people that are 50 don't have canes. That's extremely young. Jen Shah's going to be out at 50-something. You have your life ahead of you. For everyone listening who thinks 50 is old, you got a lot of time left, guys, if you're lucky.
Okay, I have to love you and leave you, by the way. I don't want to make this sound like I'm a Jen Shah here, but I'm going to church. So I got to go.
Mind you, Sarah, before we go, just remember, as you are in church, just remember, if anyone asks you if you see Mary Cosby or anyone asks you for extra money, okay, you say no. It's no.
I know.
And just remember, we are amidst a scandal. So I want you to have a good week and to just hold on to yourself because we have a scandal amongst us and we are covering the scandal here in depth because that is what these people want.
All right. Bye, David. I love you.
Love you. Bye.